Luis, Samuel Camargo,
María José Vázquez,
and Verónica Espina, and we are here to guide you to solve the problem of watersheds and pollution in Colombia.
We are going to talk about three topics of water:
water properties,
watersheds, and how water moves through air.
Then we will talk about the pollution in the watersheds and the solution.
What are the properties of water? I didn't understand that topic very well.
Some of the properties of water are polar molecules with a high heat capacity. Water also has a cohesive and adhesive properties. Water is less denser as a solid than as a liquid. I don't understand, how does water move on Earth?
Water moves around Earth through the different processes of water cycle, like condensation, evaporation, and runoff of water. That's quite interesting, but why is watershed important?
Understanding how watersheds work are very important in any place. This is because they transport water to reservoirs through the help of the rivers, lakes, underground water, and wetlands. Aren't they so interesting?
So we are gonna move to the next topic, that is water pollution in the watersheds of the Rio Bogota.
Which is the big deal with water pollution in Rio Bogota?
People and animals are dying because of pollution in Rio Bogota.
For example, some kilometers down the Paramo in Villapinzon, the pollution starts because the industries around the river make pollution and throw it in the river. Some people who are not careful also drop their waste into it, causing a lot of contamination.
There is any solution for this problem?
Of course.
One of the solutions is that the upper basin is the one that can affect the rest of the basin, so we can build a community in the middle basin and lower, and that is a solution for stop the pollution on the river.
The conclusion is that if we all collaborate as a community, we can make this better. This is a big problem, but like every problem, we have a solution.
Thank you for hearing the podcast. We hope you applied what you learned. Thanks.